Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Prisoners from the United States, Russia, Germany, Poland, Slovenia, Norway, and Belarus were freed in a major east-west exchange on Thursday, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Eight prisoners held in the west were part of the swap. Germany confirmed they include Vadim Krasikov. Krasikov is a colonel in the Russian FSB security service who was serving a life sentence in Germany for murdering an exiled dissident in a Berlin park. Russian President Vladimir Putin had indicated he wanted him back. Germany's government said releasing Krasikov was not an easy decision. The Kremlin said the prisoners released by the swap were pardoned by Putin decrees and that the move was aimed at returning Russian captives held abroad.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hezbollah's leader warned the militant group's conflict with Israel has entered a new phase. He made the comments on Thursday following the killing of a top Hezbollah commander in Beirut and Hamas's political chief in Tehran. Hassan Nasrallah spoke to a funeral ceremony for the commander who was killed in an Israeli strike in Beirut this week. In Tehran, Iran's supreme leader prayed over the body of the Hamas leader. Iran has vowed revenge for the killing in a blast believed to have been carried out by Israel. The killings have raised fears of a wider war. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said on Thursday the IDF is on high alert both in defense and in attack. He added, IDF forces are deployed in the air, at sea, and on land and are prepared for any scenario, especially for attack plans in the immediate time frame. When asked about Israel's alleged role in the Hamas leader's death, Hagari said Israeli aircraft made no additional strikes in the Middle East the night after the strike on Beirut.